A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 4. Jesus calls four fishermen. As Jesus walked along the shore of Lake Galilee, he saw two brothers who were fishermen. Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew, catching a fish in the lake with a net. Jesus said to them, "Come with me, and I will teach you to catch people." At once they left their nets and went with him. He went on and saw two other brothers, James and John, the sons of Zebedee. They were in the boat with their father Zebedee, getting their nets ready. Jesus called them, and at once they left the boat and their father and went with Jesus. And this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the past few weeks here in New Zealand, we have experienced many siren calls. These are the calls warning the communities of possible tsunamis in the wake of earthquakes. People are being called daily to evacuate their homes because of more potential danger from the earthquake's aftershocks. Quite nerve-wracking, and yet a call to safety. In today's gospel, we see and hear Jesus calling ordinary, simple people to follow him. Perhaps for the disciples, this call too felt like an earthquake, as the ground of their being must surely have shifted radically. Being called no longer to catch fish, rather to go fishing for people, was surely a huge seismic shift in their experience. And the gospel does not tell us how they felt, yet we need very little imagination to presume such a call was a profound experience of letting go. A letting go which certainly accompanies those people who have had to let go of home, possessions, lifestyle, and above all, loved ones, and become, in a sense, refugees. So many, many people in our world. Only someone like Jesus, with the love and power of God, could captivate the hearts of those humble fishermen. They were not being called to follow a dream, an ideal, because they were already doing that in their present way of life, committed to fishing for their families. Jesus was calling them to follow him, a person who himself was living out a call, God's call. One of the things about this reading that tugs at my heartstrings is a deep awareness that Jesus always calls us into a relationship. Come with me. And the call is for others. Notice his words to the disciples. Come with me, and I will teach you to catch people. He does not leave them to their own meager resources. No, he assures them that he will be with them and he will teach them and they will be called for others. For some reason, as I was praying with this gospel, preparing to preach, the words from a psalm came to mind. We sing each day. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your heart. As I pondered these words, I realized that call can only be heard in a heart that is open, receptive, and listening. So I suppose probably because I have been focused on this theme of call, it seems that when I'm attentive and listening, there are thousands of calls each day. Allow me to mention a few. Call to life, fullness of life. The call to oneness, everything belongs, oneness with God and all of creation. The call to hear those inner inspirations deep in the heart, reminding me of the needs of others all around me, the vulnerable, the fragile, the lonely, the imprisoned and the unloved. The call to be still and know that God is God. I suppose it could be summed up in a way in the call to live the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, which this year of mercy continues to remind us. However, whatever the call, once it is heard, it requires a response, a choice. Jesus called those who were fishing and they responded. What about us? Do I hear the constant call and respond from an open, vulnerable heart full of love? And finally, there are the signs of our times, the call to notice what is happening all around us. Just like the earthquakes, we are sometimes catapulted into actions we never dreamt would call us. The calls which I find the most challenging, I think, come from technology. Probably enough said, probably all novices, except that many calls require deep, discerning hearts. Oh, for the days and the time of Jesus. Still, we are called to live in the present, this present moment, with the presence of our God, with all its gifts and challenges. So let us listen deeply to what the call is at this time. Amen.